you talk about, I mean, it's this whole business of the left wing talking about this time of violence and so forth. Did anybody remember that Truman got shot? Remember the Truman shooting in Blair House?
Yeah.
Does anybody remember when Franklin Roosevelt got a pop at him, killed the mayor of Chicago in Miami? Cermak, do you remember him? All right, fine. Okay, you've got the Cermak shooting, you've got the Truman shooting, you've got the Cermak shooting. They were both nuts, of course. One was Puerto Rican, and said that the Cermak was just crazy. And then the shooting in the House of Representatives. I particularly liked it, the Truman Roosevelt, FDR one, you see. And of course there was a DR one and so forth, but my point is these things happen. Contemporary presidents, Truman and Frank and FDR. I mean, so let's get that. Take a good columnist like a White or somebody just ought to point out, now look here, let's not, Bill White, Dick Wilson, two or three of them ought to get and say, you know, some of you fellows are just missing something, don't let these libs get away with it, bunch of crap. Good. Well, also, we tend to beat our own press about our own problems, so I think that nothing like this has ever happened before in the world. Something we did caused it. You see, these goddamn liberals are just horrible that way. They cause it themselves. They're the ones who creates the division in this country. Who creates the hatred about the war? Who the hell's doing this? That's right. Sure. Well, Truman was kind of a hero too, but at that time, while he was living at the Blair House before the Korean War, that's when they popped him. See? Everything else going according to, I guess they're all Democrats worrying about Michigan. I was writing it off as being because he got shot. It's too big. Hilbert, right to his IT. He's going to have to do something on the busing issues. Well, I know, but Christ, he's on both sides of it. You can't put it that way. I mean, we've conquered it, if anything, too much, but we've had to from a responsible standpoint. But he didn't have any responsibility. He just ought to come out against it. If I were he, I would. They ought to keep the heat on him right now as to get the columnists to say, now, Hubert, deal with this, or you're going to change your mind on this issue. I guess it's right. Drink the letter, drink the toy, everything. Good. So, sure, he isn't. He just didn't come through. I made an interesting observation 2 or 3 days ago to me. He said that they thought Hubert would be the one we want. I said, why, John? He said, because, of course, John Conley just despises Hartke. And he says anybody that would pick Hartke for his co-chairman has got to be out of his mind. But he puts it on a very interesting ground. He said, well, Hubert just doesn't turn anybody on anymore. And he says, he's not going to be able to anymore. He says, he'll never go turn him on. What's your argument on that? What do you have to say? Thinks that Kennedy's going to come in and pick it all up. You think the lead? You really think it worries him, you think, or what? The idea that someone said that Kennedy running as his vice president.